is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go, so enjoy those features on us there. You'll find them free. FreeTalkLive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
Once again, the number 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. That is the point of the program. We will start things out here with Verdi on the line in California. Verdi, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. You know, I just want to express my views on how I feel about Charlie Sheen.
What about Charlie Sheen?
It's amazing how the media is portraying him. You know, well, now the truth is, yes, he did have a drug problem. Yes, there was some erratic behavior. Yes, this was happening. And this happened before as well. But why in the world is the media enlightening that now?
Hold on a second. Let me just see if I can bring our listeners up to speed, or myself perhaps, because I don't know if I'm fully aware of all of the allegations and or facts in this case. Charlie Sheen kind of making a splash in the media right now due to some, I guess, what is being described as erratic behavior, getting on talk shows and just letting it fly with how he feels about things that maybe viewpoints are a little unpopular. As a result of some of the things he said, allegedly, he has lost his job on a television program, Two Guys and Something, a Pig or whatever. And so I guess he's lost his job, and people are talking about him because, well, America's obsessed with Hollywood and pop culture. So, and you're saying what now?
Well, what I'm saying is that if we would call back, that, I mean, do you remember the day Charlie Sheen called into Alex Jones Network and said that he felt the 9/11 was a controlled demolition? And then, I mean, that's what he said. And then, you know, time after that, he started, you know, looking more into it. He became a part of that 9/11 truth movement. Mm. And he said that he felt that that was a controlled demolition and it was a conspiracy. That's what he basically said.
Yeah.
Now, we know that the globalists, what they do is I mean, it's a puppet show.
Who's we?
What?
You said we know. Who's we?
We, the people. The people that are awoken and know the truth of this. Because there are people that are still asleep and
what's
are not
truth?
Aware of the conspiracy.
Oh, so you're saying that the conspiracy is the true story with 9/11. Now, which conspiracy is it? Is it the one where the aliens flew their ships into the buildings? Or
is it holographs?
Is it with a death ray? Or you know, what's the true story for you? Because there's a bunch of different stories.
Well, for me,
and can you back off your phone a little bit? It sounds like you're swallowing it.
I'm sorry. What I believe is...
Not really.
Is that better?
A little bit there, yeah.
Okay, now, what I believe is that, I mean, 9/11, when that happened, it hit us so hard, and nobody looked into the fact that these were amateurs that hijacked the planes. These were amateurs, like Charlie
Sheen. Are there professional plane hijackers? I'm just curious.
I mean, no. I mean, what I'm trying to say is that these are not trained people. What they did was they hijacked planes, and 75% of their targets, like Charlie Sheen said, were all successful. They hit the Pentagon. They hit the towers. Innocent people died. Well, what more could they want? The signaling of 9/11. The signaling of the New World Order that's coming. And what I'm trying
now, is
to
it do, here yet, or when will we know if the New World Order is actually here?
Well, you know, there's a conspiracy theory and then there's a corny theory. The corny theory is that in 2012, we're all going to be shackled down in chains and Obama is going to be laughing in our faces. That's not what's going to happen. We are enslaved to these type of things through media, through technology, and, you know, like you said, Hollywood and pop culture. That's how it works.
Okay, so you can believe, you know, whatever story you want. I don't know what the story, I don't know what the true story is regarding 9/11. I'm not going to take a position on that because for me it's irrelevant, and I can talk about why here in a moment. But just to get back to your original point, because you were calling about Charlie Sheen, I just want to kind of wrap this around. Are you suggesting that Charlie Sheen's troubles only began after he came out of the closet about his beliefs regarding 9/11?
No. As as we know, Charlie Sheen does have a problem, and Charlie's admitted that. I'm not excusing this behavior, you know? Nobody really is, but what I'm trying to say is that this is also an effort. I mean, him getting fired, him losing his job, this is also an effort to destroy his image, therefore, because he exposed the globalist. He exposed that. He exposed what happened.
How did he expose that by going on?
I have to disagree. I think Charlie Sheen is, you know, has... went on to a radio show that has a lot of acclaim to it. He said some stuff that was outrageous. He got into some trouble. He decided that the best route to handling that trouble was to say more outrageous stuff. And, you know, he got into some more trouble. And then he decided the best route to handle that was to say some more outrageous stuff. And he did that again. I mean, if Charlie Sheen comes out and says something even more outrageous, he's going to get more publicity. If we were to start saying outrageous things on this show, we'd get publicity. It wouldn't have anything to do with any globalists.
It wouldn't be the right kind of publicity.
This is one of the reasons that I really dislike the conspiracy theory mindset. It's not about Charlie Sheen. Charlie Sheen doesn't have any power. It's the globalists that are controlling this whole thing. They're twisting the media, and they're making it so Charlie Sheen's outrageous comments.
Why didn't the globalists keep Alex Jones off of The View? I mean, you'd think that if they were so powerful, they would be able to easily manipulate a producer of a television program.
What you just said, you made a great point, and I'm not going to criticize you in a cruel way for that, you know? That's the great thing about our country, that freedom of speech, you know? I mean, you can say exactly what you want. You could get on here and say, you know what, screw you, man, you're stupid. You know,
well, yeah, but you've got freedom of speech, but you don't have the freedom to get on this program. And we allow anybody to come on Free Talk Live, but The View is a much more controlled place. Now, for those that don't know, The View is a very popular ABC, I believe it's ABC Network's television program, daytime TV show hosted by four or five women, including Whoopi Goldberg, yeah, and this
Barbara Walters.
Barbara Walters. There's also this woman that is an incredibly fascist woman
neocon
on there.
Yeah.
What's that?
She's the blonde neocon.
Yeah, the blonde neocon. Anyway, they actually had Alex Jones on their program for what appeared to be a full segment, or at least a good segment, 5 or 6 minutes, and you know, it was a great appearance for Alex Jones. I don't know if either of y'all saw it, but
I did see it.
I thought it was incredibly entertaining. He dropped Building 7 within 30 seconds. During the interview, he plugs his website at least 3 times, and also calls George Bush a murderer. I mean, it was pretty awesome.
Which most of the women liked.
Well, they didn't want to talk about that, though. Yeah. All they wanted to talk about was Charlie Sheen and, you know, Hollywood stuff. So if there's this global conspiracy, please explain to me how it is these ultra-powerful people with all this influence can't keep somebody like Alex Jones relegated to, the crackpot networks. And, you know, instead of getting him on The View, which is one of the most widely seen television programs in the country.
So you make a great point. Now, listen, Alex Jones, you might think, okay, well, how is he still alive if this conspiracy is true and the globalists want to keep themselves a secret?
Better question, actually. I'm glad you asked it. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I mean, I really appreciate that. That's actually a really good point that I'm about to make. Now, listen, Alex Jones, I mean, he's been kicked out of hotels, and don't get me wrong, he's not Charlie Sheen's status where he's doing drugs and getting with hookers and, you know, making hell of a night. But what I'm trying to say is that Alex Jones does not have it easy. He's on The View. Yes, he's there. And yes, today he went a little Hulk Hogan on everybody. I understand that. He went a little crazy. But you need to understand that it is not the globe. When I say globalist, I'm not saying the entire government. I'm not even saying Barack Obama. We can't stand here and say that Barack Obama is a part of a conspiracy trying to take over the world and murdering innocent people.
Well, that's what a lot of people in the conspiracy, for lack of a better term, movement believe. They believe that Barack Obama's a puppet, and they believe that, you know, the media is controlled by these ultra secretive globalist types. Thanks for the call tonight. You didn't really answer the question, but I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. If they're so influential and powerful and controlling, why is it that they can't keep somebody like Alex Jones quiet?
They'll blow up the towers of 9/11, but they won't shoot one talk show host?
Right. I mean,
I'm not saying they should.
No,
I'm just
really
saying, you know, what
Alex
the heck?
Seems like a nice guy.
What about Julian Assange?
More coming up. You take control. Free Talk Live.
It's the shirt you wear most. An essential in any professional man's wardrobe. It's the white dress shirt. And for over half a century, the Paul Frederick White 10-Point Oxford Dress Shirt has set the standard for quality, comfort, and style. It regularly starts at $40 or more. But we're so confident that it will become your favorite shirt, we're making it available at the exclusive introductory price of only $19.95. Go to 1995shirt.com and choose our classic button-down with button cuffs or our traditional straight collar with either button or French cuffs. Choose from regular, trim, and big and tall sizes with 55 combinations of collar and sleeve lengths for an exact fit. Order today, and you'll also receive free monogramming and $8.50 value. Go to 1995shirt.com right now to order your Paul Frederick White 10-point Oxford dress shirt for just $19.95. Enter promo code TUCK. That's 1995shirt.com. Promo code TUCK.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at herbalhealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at herbalhealer.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. 800-259-9231. The number brought to you by SACL CAI. You can enjoy our archives over at freetalklive.com. We've got the last several years' worth, all free for you. The last top of the page, the last 7 days, and then click into the archive section to go all the way back to late 2006, all for free at freetalklive.com. Thanks to HostGator.
HostGator's a worldwide leader for web hosting. They make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. You can create your very own website there with their free site builder tools, and they have 4,500 templates from which to choose. Whether you want a personal blog, or complete e-commerce business website. You can let the experts at HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com host you. Get their 99.9% uptime guarantee, 45-day money-back guarantee, and 24/7 technical support. And your first month completely free when you go through HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. You can take control of your airwaves. Real quick, just as I said, I would mention it to the last caller, Verdi, who called in about this whole Charlie Sheen thing and how it's all because of what he said about 9/11, even though he said later that that wasn't why he was being picked on. But it certainly sounded like that's what he was saying. Like, on one hand, he was saying that that wasn't why he was being picked on, not Charlie Sheen's views on 9/11. But on the other hand, it did sound like he was saying that's why he was being picked on, didn't it?
Yeah, it sounded to me like he was trying to imply that because he's taken that position on 9/11 that they kind of attacked him in the media. But I think that he gave them a little bit of ammo to attack them with.
Absolutely.
And you know, I heard both interviews because I had some emails from friends who said, oh, go listen to Charlie on Alex's show so you could go on YouTube and listen to it. And I think, you know, being in rehab, I think that people sometimes when they come down real hard and they get full of adrenaline. All their anger comes out. All the things that they've been repressing come out. And I think that's where Charlie's at right now. I feel bad for him, and I hope that he heals what's going on right now. It's like an open wound right now with Charlie in the media, and he shouldn't be exposing that, but he's chosen to do so. But I don't think
good on him. If he doesn't really care, then he doesn't really care, right?
And sure.
He can afford to not care.
Yeah, right. You know, I mean, being a movie star means never having to say you're sorry, right?
Well, true. TV star making, what, $1 million an episode or whatever it is. It's,
yeah.
It's,
yeah, didn't yeah. he trash a couple hotel rooms or something like that?
Yeah, he's a freaking rock star.
He went in a binge.
He went down to some, you know, Caribbean island with two chicks, calling his two chicks his posse.
His goddesses.
You know, yeah. Whatever, man.
I know.
Whatever.
A lot of people would envy him for that. And
yeah, but then he gets caught with, like, street prostitutes or whatever, right?
Well, what difference does it make?
Well, yeah, that's his thing. I have no judgment against him. That's what he wants to do. Yeah, he's not married anymore. You know, he's that's what he wants to do. That's fine. It's not that. I just think that he needs to have some good friends around him right now.
Right. And getting caught with street prostitutes only elevates Charlie's career.
In some circles, it probably does.
Not mine.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Have you watched Two Men and a Baby or whatever
no.
it is? I mean, I don't even know the name of the show.
I don't either.
I think it's called Two and a Half Men.
So it's, yeah, Two and a Half Men. Thank you very much. Therefore, the media exposure for Charlie Sheen doesn't matter. You don't matter in that whole equation, Ian.
Right.
You're not going to watch his show.
Nope,
so
not at
the
all.
People, what Charlie wants is everybody who's watched his show to continue to watch it and watch it and come back and watch it and watch it more often. Those are the folks that care.
Well, he's gotten some publicity for himself in the show, but I listened to the interview. I think that I agree with him on a lot of things about AA and some of the whole recovery mentality, which doesn't work for all people. It kind of puts you in this box like you're sick your whole life and you're
yeah.
and I don't always agree.
Well, Penn and Teller did a great episode, I think, on Alcoholics Anonymous and how there's a lot of bunk to it. And
yeah, and so I can understand how he'd feel repressed over having all that. Kind of laid on him all these years and being in his position where he's in fear of falling off the wagon all the time. And when you're in fear of falling off a wagon, you're probably going to fall off the wagon sooner or later.
I think you're right, Wayne, when you say that he gave them all the ammunition that they needed. And for all we know, this producer's been waiting for a reason to fire Charlie Sheen, right? There's always that possibility where this guy is just so annoying to him and he's so disappointed that he made the choice to hire him that now there's all this publicity. Okay, it's a perfect time.
But if he hadn't hired him, he may not have been successful with the series because Charlie's a very talented actor and personality. But the problem, too, is that there's also allegations, and it seems like there's some pretty good fair allegations that the producer was also kind of nudging him. In other words, this was a battle going on with them for a while. They didn't really like each other, but they would coexist because they were in business together.
Right.
And so that's also blowing
up. That's frequent
up.
In the entertainment business.
It can be. If you're working for a producer or a director you don't like very much. The director, you can have the producer fire him if you're a star, but if the guy's the producer, he's getting the money, he's the one who created the show in many cases, so it's not different. You can't fire the producer if you're the star of the show.
But I like the point that you made earlier about how Charlie Sheen gave them all the ammo that they needed, because if you look at somebody like Jesse Ventura, this is a guy who has also come out of the 9/11 closet, for lack of a better term, and he's parlayed that into a new career. I mean, he's got a TV show called conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, Jesse has made a new move in his career for this. I mean, because he's taken on this persona or this personality of being into conspiracy theories. And from what I can understand, that show has been fairly popular, and it was signed for another season or something like that.
Yeah. So the idea
clearly the globalists didn't stop him from getting a TV show.
Right. The idea that there's this one group of elite guys, they probably smoke cigars.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
They always wear suits. They're probably a little portly. And they have
Cubans, of course.
Gray hair, too. They have all gray hair.
And they have it out for freedom and, you know, whatever it is that they have it out for. And that they're really scared of the guys that are talking about the conspiracy theories. It's just ludicrous.
Well, I think on one hand, at that extreme, you're right, Mark. But I also think that there are people who are worth multiple $1 billion who know other people worth multiple $1 billion. If you have that much money, you can grease the skids of progress in many different directions.
Absolutely. There are rich people that will do bad things to get what they want. I just don't think they meet in one group and cartelize because they want different things.
Well, many of them want power that others have, and they're jealous of that. And so the idea that they're all meeting up is pretty silly.
Well, there are meetings. I mean, the Bilderberg Group is a real thing, and so are some of the other groups.
But the point is that there are different factions competing with other groups around the world.
Well, there are factions within that same thing because there are people within those groups who believe differently than others.
People in search of power aren't going to be likely to just cede that power to somebody else in their group because they're feeling nice about it. They're going to likely compete over that power.
Well, I think in some cases they're friends, in other cases they're rivals. But the point is that they don't
friends
have absolute
point,
power. Yeah, they don't have absolute power, but if you look at the fact that the mainstream media is in the hands of about 6 big corporations now, when it used to be 30 or 40 years ago, there were over 130 of them. So there's more of a consolidation of the mainstream media.
No doubt. I mean, that's true.
And the financial system as well.
Right. Yeah, it's true. If we deal with true, then you're dealing with things that people can get behind. I don't think there's too many people that are going to say in this, no, there aren't any rich people. No, they don't have any plans to consolidate power. However, it's when you go off the cliff that you sound like, even if it's a true cliff, you sound like a nut. And so, you know, the idea that there's one group and that they're trying to keep the truth down.
I love it when one of these people calls in with this viewpoint that the media is completely controlled by 3 people and Clear Channel is evil. And then I get to respond.
The last caller didn't say that.
Then I get to respond that, okay, well, we're on Clear Channel radio station. So what do you what do you say to that? I mean, if they're so evil, then why are they letting the number one liberty-oriented talk show in the whole country on their airways? Why are we on WFLA in Florida on Saturday nights, prime time, from 7 to 9 o'clock in Tampa? Why are we on there if, you know, Clear Channel is so evil and is totally centrally controlled? It's not true. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control. Clear Channel just wants to make money. It's Free Talk Live.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA. Has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee, and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G. LASIG.com. LASIG is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LASIG.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LESIG.com. LASIG, for today's modern smoker.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare, and maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit OrganicaSeed.com. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We will give you the features on the site for free. So enjoy those on us. Features including things like our webcam. You can go to cam.freetalklive.com to watch and to listen. The cam, by the way, is up and running again. It was not running last night. It is fixed. So you can go to cam.freetalklive.com and chat, too, because the chat room is built into the same page. And, by the way, that is brought to you by MemoryDealers.com.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, NPECs, and X2s. They're all 100% compatible with all the major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. But most importantly, they're up to 99% off of list price. They're your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. They have great prices and service on used networking equipment such as Cisco routers and switches. In stock, ready to ship. The overnight delivery, it's memorydealers.com.
All right, let's continue. Take your phone calls about what you want. Bob is listening in California. Bob, you're on Free Talk Live, Ian, Wayne, and Mark.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Hey, Bob.
So Charlie Sheen just got off another radio show.
Okay.
And he was on Don Geronimo's show. You know Don, right?
Nope.
I don't know him personally, but I've heard his name before.
Yeah, he's out in Sacramento. Now Charlie had some new revelations that, I guess yesterday he almost got arrested for, he was in a store buying cigarettes and he didn't have his credit card. He almost got arrested yesterday. So that's something new.
What? Well,
but he's on the edge, you know.
Was he stealing the cigarettes? So why did
he didn't have his PIN number. He didn't, for his credit card, and I guess he's so disheveled that nobody recognized him, you know.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and I guess his kids This is Don Geronimo. He's in KHTK, Don Geronimo. If you guys want, I think he has the audio up there now. His kids, some of the reports about his kids, one of his kids pooped on the other kid. That's that's the report of the whole thing. That's why they got taken away.
Oh, my. How old are these boys?
Yes, exactly. I don't know why they're pooping on each other, but I don't even know if that
was
true.
Boys will be boys, I guess.
Yeah, well, exactly. And
it sounds like they're running loose like bad men.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how old these children are.
Well, you know? And one other thing on Don Geronimo's show, it's something about they're using the word vagina a lot.
Okay.
That's not even a word.
Is that like a cross between penis and vagina? Pagina?
No, pajamas and vagina, actually.
Oh, okay. What is that? Is
all right.
I have no idea why you combine those words.
Is that like one of those insider words that they make up on radio shows, or
exactly.
is there a product?
Can you guys tell me a little bit more about Don Geronimo, though? I want to know what you know.
All I know is that he is a
I think
a host.
He's calling in right now.
Why would Don Geronimo call and talk about himself in the third person on this radio
program?
Exactly.
Don's a little bit better than that. He wouldn't do that.
Don Geronimo is a formerly syndicated talk show host. His show aired on a bunch of FM talk stations. I think he was on the Free FM, but I'm not sure. That kind of imploded, basically.
WJFK. He's on KHTK in Sacramento.
Well, good. I'm glad he got hired again, and thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800. It did seem like a plug for Don, didn't it?
Yeah, like three plugs in a row.
He had a pretty good
name and
voice
call letters.
There, too.
He didn't get his website out, though, so it wasn't very effective. You'd have to go and Google
That's
it.
Okay. That's okay.
But, yeah, I don't know. He's a radio show host. Good for him. And he's one of those guys kind of been in and out of the business, so, like, he got fired or whatever or quit, and then broke up with his other host and was off the air for a while, and now he's back on some stations.
But he also dropped one of his signature words, if that's Don's, if that was Don, he managed to drop one of his signature words, like,
you're paranoid.
Bottom
of the week. Why would somebody spend their time doing that?
The same reason the guy from Oregon did that one. The other talk show host that did it.
Somebody else called our show.
Yeah, it's some styles, the Style Project or something like that.
That guy's not a talk show host.
Whatever, man. Yeah, he was. He was on the radio at the time.
I don't think you even know what you're talking about.
Okay.
Ryan Michael Style, the kid that
No! We thought Ryan Michael Style was this guy when Ryan Michael Style called in. It was a talk show host from, like, Oregon or Washington or something like that.
Okay.
That was on one station that, you know, they took advantage of the anybody can call in about anything.
Yeah.
And he drops his name over and over again. He's called in more than once, and he talks in an affected voice.
You do that when you go on other shows, Ian.
I'm usually invited on another show, though. I mean,
well, that's true.
Typically.
Except for the local one here, you've called it.
Oh, the local one. I only drop freekeen.com, not Free Talk Live. Anyway.
I mean, talk show hosts are masters of sort of the underground marketing, of promotion. I mean, that's what they do. They don't actually want to go out and do what it takes to grow their own show like Free Talk Live has, where you call radio stations every day and I call advertisers, and between the two of us, we build a radio program. They want to get on somebody else's air and say, hey, what about that Don Jupiter, huh? He's on Charlie Sheen's on his air, and he is just blowing up. His kids are pooping on each other. They're touching each other's pajamas.
Yeah,
I mean,
make you want to go and get the interview, because it didn't make me want to go get the interview.
Yeah, but you know, nothing's going to make you and I care that much about Charlie Sheen.
Sorry. He's just another Hollywood celeb that's blown up, right? I mean, and a lot of them do it. Not all of them, but a lot of them.
I can tell you that I've had a long relationship with Charlie Sheen, because I always get told that I look like him. So,
okay, I can see that.
I just generally say that Charlie Sheen's my
certain angles.
Brother.
Yeah. All right, so 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Odds are Charlie Sheen will not end up seeing the inside of a prison, though. And you've seen it for 9 years.
I hope not. I hope that his friends surround him and care for him and love him, because that's what he needs right now. He's going through some stuff.
Let's talk to John in California. John, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hi, how you boys doing, man?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, John?
Well, I mean, you guys have been talking about Charlie Sheen, you know, some guy called in about the conspiracy, right?
This isn't that same guy, is it?
No. How I feel about this is that why are we still arguing on Charlie Sheen's topic?
Who's arguing?
So many people are getting on. I mean, the blogs are blowing up right now. Everything's blowing up. I mean, not you guys.
It barely exists in my world. I only went to see Alex Jones on The View because I wanted to see Alex Jones on The View.
And you saw him blow up, and you saw him go crazy and drop his internet line like 50 times.
Well, Alex Jones did not go crazy. I mean, Alex Jones was just
not
being
compared
Alex
to
Jones.
Charlie Sheen. I mean, he was just doing his shtick, and I think that's a huge coup for Alex to be able to get on The View.
Alex was there.
I wish I was on The View.
He was there in a suit. He looked good. He was relatively nice to the ladies.
Yeah, when he's called in on this show, he has been cogent as he possibly can be. When he tones it down one notch, I mean, there's nobody who can push his message the way he can.
He's going to be very likable. And
very true. No, but what I'm trying to say is that why not put a rest to Charlie and let Charlie do Charlie? I mean, what Hollywood star hasn't had the Charlie Sheen road? What Hollywood star hasn't taken that road? Why can't...
And are you asking that question of the media in general?
No. I mean, look, the media, I don't blame the media for going in and, speculating, because, frankly, I would, too, if, you
who
know...
Who do you want to take a rest regarding Charlie, then?
Well, I want people to know that, Charlie's a human like me and you. He's a human like us all, and humans make mistakes. Now,
they sure
Charlie,
do. They sure
Charlie's,
do.
Yeah, hell yeah, man. Charlie's made some...
Well, yeah, and he's made a lot of them over the years.
Yeah,
and
true.
So,
true.
So you're asking the American people to give it a rest, not the media?
Well, what I'm asking is that if you think it's wrong, that's okay, because cocaine and, hookers partying in one room while your kids are in the other was never moral, it's immoral. And what I'm trying to say is that, first of all, a conspiracy theory about Charlie Sheen sounds extremely paranoid and stupid.
I agree with you. I agree.
Very stupid. What I think is, now look, like you guys were talking about the Bilderbergs, we honestly do not know what they do in those buildings. Are they?
I honestly don't care.
Yeah, right there. I mean, if a new world order was coming, as they say, don't you think that it would have already happened? Don't you think people would have already assassinated the presidents? Not saying they should, but don't you think that would have already happened? It's a paranoid conspiracy. There's a conspiracy.
But it does sell a lot of videos and a lot of radio shows.
There's your conspiracy.
Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you.
I'll have to say that Rick Schroeder, there's your actor that has never blown up. This Rick Schroeder, the guy from Silver Spoons, he's been in...
What's that?
God, he's been in a bunch of movies, all over the place. Blonde kid, he's 40 years old now.
Apparently, he hasn't blown up because I've never heard of him.
He hasn't blown up, right? Right. He lives with his wife in a ranch and has several kids in Colorado.
We're coming up here at 800-259-9231. You can take control, bring up anything, Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free and bring whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Coming up, by the way, there's a story out of Austin that I think is pretty outstanding as far as activism is concerned regarding a gun buyback program being beaten out by the activists. We'll share that with you here in a little bit. 800-259-9231, though, our primary goal is to take your calls about whatever's on your mind. And, of course, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Now, if you enjoy this program, there are a few different ways you can support the show. You can go to promote.freetalklive.com and get all kinds of different things to help us get Free Talk Live to more ears around the world. Everything from banners for your website to graphics you can make custom stuff with. You can also download flyers and print those out to promote Free Talk Live. So go to promote.freetalklive.com and get ready. June 20th through the 26th, the biggest freedom-themed event of 2011 is happening this summer. Will you be there? The Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival has something for everyone, and this year you can be a part of it. From live music to games to vendors you won't find anywhere else, the Porcupine Freedom Festival has got it all. And you can get registered, by the way, for just $25 in advance, or you should use our discount code to save 20% on that, so make it $20 instead of $25. You can go to porkfest.com to get registered, P-O-R-C, as in porcupine, porkfest.com. Use our code, which is Free Talk Live, without any spaces in there. So Free Talk Live is the code, and that'll save you 20% on your early bird registration, as well as 20% on any T-shirts you want to buy in advance, flags, and other stuff that they've got there. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be the event of the year, and it's a blast. It's always a blast. Free Talk Live is going to be broadcasting live. And as is pointed out, there's all kinds of different things to do. I've heard there's even going to be a dunk tank this year, so they're ratcheting it up the event. Over 800 people attended last year. I would expect more to attend this year. People are putting together convoys from all across the country. Go to porkfest.com to learn more. Get registered, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. As we continue here, we'll take your phone calls about what you want. Dino is in Japan. Dino, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, hello. Can you hear me?
Hey, Dino. Yes, sure can. What's on your mind tonight?
So glad you finally got to me. I was going to say Happy New Year. I hadn't spoken to you since last year.
Oh, welcome back.
Yes, thanks. You know, just to, first of all, let's clarify a little about this New World Order thing that they're talking about. First of all, it should be understood that New World Order is no different than the Old World Order, but it's just a financial system, a consolidation of wealth. And you can call it a conspiracy theory if you like, but I was calling Obama Manchurian long before he got elected. And what proved that to me was when he went down during his campaign, he basically suspended his campaign along with John McCain before the first bailout when George Bush called for it. And he went down there. He's supposed before the people and all about change, but he signed for the bailouts when most of Americans did not want the bailout.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we can call that a conspiracy theory, if you like, or conspiracies, but it actually happened.
Yeah.
And the New World Order system is just a consolidation of wealth in certain hands, and few hands. And it's not just one group. There's many groups. There's the UN. There's groups out of the UN, the WHO, the IMF, the World Bank. And then, of course, you have the CFR and different other groups, but they meet, and it's more than just a few thousand. It's about 100,000 in all that control, but they are real, and they definitely do it. Now, I'm calling in because I wanted to ask you about geoengineering. But first, let me ask you, have you ever heard of the Georgia Guidestones?
Yes.
Yeah, that's some like rocks in Georgia where, I don't know, they have stuff written on them and stuff, right?
That's right. They were set up there, and they're saying that the Earth should be kept at about 500 million. Of course, we know right now that the Earth is way above 500 million people.
Mm-hmm.
But they're saying that this should be one of the plans. It's actually the number one point mentioned on the Georgia Guidestone, that the Earth should keep this balance of 500 million people. You can call that a conspiracy theory if you like, but now let me ask you, have you ever heard of geo...
No. The Guidestones were put there by somebody. That doesn't mean that the ruling elite of the world sent them out from the Bilderberg Group. He said, let's carve this crap into some rocks and stick it in the ground in Georgia,
but there's
so
no
everybody
doubt
will
that,
know what we're about.
Point of information, though, there's no doubt that some of these elite types believe in population control.
Lots of people believe in population control.
Sure.
Yep.
Sure. And that's what leads to my next question about geoengineering. Have you ever heard of it?
Yes.
Yeah, sure. It's where they change plants and fruits around to make it so that they're more hardy to resist pests and things like that.
No.
That's a
I'm not going in that direction. I'm talking about those lines in the skies that people call chemtrails.
Oh, yeah. That's really crazy stuff, huh?
Do you agree with that, or
I think it's mostly paranoia. I think it's mostly paranoia. I think that there's some examples where they actually have sprayed stuff from the sky. Like we were down in Florida when they sprayed malathion, which is some sort of a
poison.
Citrus canker poison or something like that, and that was very, very real. However, I think most of the people that are looking up in the sky and pointing out what are contrails and calling them trails of chemicals are really just, you know, they're paranoid. Maybe not to the point of the woman seeing rainbows in her sprinkler in the backyard, but, you know, pretty much almost to that point, like where they see everything in the sky and they believe it's something trying to kill them.
I appreciate hearing that, Ian. However, your thoughts reflect different from facts. There are scientists who say that they actually do this. They are called themselves geoengineers. They're scientists. They have had conventions where they say that they do spray aluminum and bariums and heavy metals up in the sky to reflect sunlight back to the sun to cool the earth because they believe in global warming. So because you think that it's not happening doesn't make it so. Point of fact that it is actually happening, being stated by professionals.
Mm-hmm. Now, where did they state this?
I can point out some websites. Actually, it's on YouTube, but you can do a Google search of anything that just say geoengineering. It will lead you to some YouTube videos where they have actually sat down with and had one-on-one, not one-on-one, but actually live conferences with these scientists.
So who's doing it? Is it the government?
Yes, the government. The government backs these funds, and these funds allow these scientists to, you know, continue with their experimentation on, you know, putting things up in the sky. It's not condensation. These are chemtrails.
I understand the stories. We've had people call in for years talking about this, and it's just, you know, even if it's true, Dino, what are you going to do about it?
Well, I mean, there's plenty you can do about it. You can actually find out. I mean, they're listed online where they are, and you go down there, and you basically you tell them. I mean, just like the guy did that when they went to the meeting online, to the YouTube video online, they was questioning these people, and they put them on the spot. And basically, you know, we're going for the heart and the mind, and that's what we're out to change. And I think it can happen as more people become aware of it.
So you think people are gonna they're gonna beg the government to stop doing this to them, and that they're gonna care?
No, I don't think they will beg the government to stop doing it. I don't think the government will actually stop. I think what could happen is that you appeal to the humanity or the human side of anybody that's actually flying these planes and the people that are actually promoting this policy, to get them to kind of question, you know, what they're doing. I mean, you've had...
It's not a bad idea. It doesn't work with the cops, though.
I'm sorry?
I said it's not a bad idea, but it doesn't work very well with the cops. I mean, people have been trying to appeal to their humanity for a long time, get them to stop hurting peaceful people, and hey, they've got to get a paycheck, so they'll just keep
doing it. No, you make a strong point there. I agree with that.
Yeah. Do you understand how crazy it sounds, though, for somebody to say, like, there's chemicals up in the sky, and they're poisoning us? I mean, that sounds pretty
crazy. As it sounds, and I agree with you. It does sound crazy, and I didn't believe it until I actually sat down and did some research on it, and I came across these videos that showed that these people were being confronted. These scientists who were introducing themselves up on a panel stage, and they're introducing themselves.
So we must. I mean, there must be a way to find some of these pilots. I mean, is this like a big secret? Because why aren't some pilots coming out saying, "Yeah, I've done that"?
Well, maybe they're military pilots.
Is it all military?
A lot of damn military planes up there. I mean, if that's the case, because I see contrails in the sky sometimes, and they're crisscrossing all over the place, strangely in the same patterns as jets normally go. And, you know, I mean, there's a lot more commercial airline flight going on in the United States than there is military air flight. And then you got to assume the military planes, to some extent, want to go where they're going. They're not just up there to spray crap into the air. So, I mean, they're doing a lot of this stuff. Now, I've heard about the experiments of putting, aluminum bit flakes into the sky so that they can reflect sunlight to counteract global warming. But that was just an experiment. It wasn't something that was ongoing.
I mean, that would be fairly expensive and also would seem to be pretty inefficient, right? Because those things aren't going to stay up there, right? They're going to...
They float around.
Sure,
and
they'll come back down and they'll get in your food and they'll get in your body.
So are you, wearing a gas mask around town?
Well, of course not.
Okay, well, that's not be that concerning to you.
I do go to onsens, if you must know.
If you what?
I do go to onsens. I do go to hot baths, which actually cleanses metals out of your body.
Thanks for the call tonight, Dino. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231, the Sickle CAI toll-free line. It's Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.